Tell us about the shoes that you wore last week before the game.
These Warrior Samurai cleats I wore before the game were pretty cool. It was actually Dez's idea. I just told him, I'm like, you know what? I don't really have anything for you this week, bro. So I'm gonna let you just go ahead and freak him. And he's like, hi, I got something for you. And then he came up with these because he says that, you know, the way I play, I'm a warrior. I was like, okay, I like that. So it all unfolded that way.
Oh, we have a special appearance, guest. Grady. What do you think of the cleats?
What do you think of the cleats, G?
Soul of a champion. They define you, man, to the core, dude.
Yeah, thank you, G, baby. Appreciate it.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, man. You know, when we going to get you some sweet ones?
I don't know. Just put my face on the side of those.
I'm going to need a bigger cleat to put that face on there.
Hey, man, being tall, man.
Being tall.
It's a lifestyle.
So back to the cleats. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Jersey, had one of your biggest games in front of a lot of family and friends, of course. Tell us a little bit about how growing up in Jersey, a state that a lot of people associate grit and toughness with, has shaped you.
I mean, growing up in Jersey, you got to, where I grew up, it wasn't the best area at all times. So you just had to be tough growing up as a kid. And you always had to fight for what you wanted, whether it was classroom, off the field, or you know, in the streets, wherever you were, like, you always had to, you'd be tough, you know, or consider you a punk, people would try you, so definitely helped mold me to the person I am today.
These shoes also lended a pretty nice touchdown catch, right?
Oh, yeah, they did.
All right, that's it for us on Shoe Talk. We'll see you next week.
Hey, I'll holler at y'all later, man. Be tough.